Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Yes, hello, and welcome to another podcast. Oh, I should say, I should probably just put the audio on here, shouldn't I? No, I can't be bothered. If you want to see some clips of some stuff I did on the TV the other night, just look on my social media, at Mr. Stephen Allen. Just have edited it down to like the three jokes that worked from an hour's broadcast. It really is. It's literally a minute-long clip from an hour's worth of broadcast. But some of that's adverts, so stop looking at me like that. Track me down on social media if you like those jokes. Meanwhile, we will plough on into this, which is some news stories. Me burping. Some news stories from the news. You know how that works. And then we talk about it on radio and gets turned into a podcast that sounds like this. On the show today, a little list, a little menu of what we might go through. Something about aliens. Most shows we waffle on about aliens. Quantum navigation. I'm a nerd who loves a bit of physics, but even this one seems to make no sense to me. Probably something to do with entanglement, which sounds like you've done your zip badly, doesn't it? But it's not. Fry-ups are in the news. Avocados are in the news. I know which one I prefer. And wild swimming. Yeah. I mean, bear in mind, I already think if you go in a jacuzzi, you're a wrong one, because that's just human soup. If you go wild swimming, you absolute state of it. All of that and more. You know that I love a bit of sciencey nerdiness. Every so often I watch a YouTube video about, you know, quantum physics. I don't get out much. Those are the two facts you know about me. So imagine my joy when I saw the headline talking about quantum navigation. Successful UK flight trials of a quantum-based navigation system that can't be jammed or spoofed. Oh, that's it. They put a hyphen after the first O and then done a carriage return on it. That is a hard word to put back together. It's hoped that the commercial world first could help flights from being jammed by GPS jammers. You know, Russia's doing some GPS jamming. I always think, if you can block GPS, surely you can block mobile phones, and if so, can we buy one of those and put it in the cinema? Because people are annoying. And I have no idea how quantum computers are going to be used. I thought quantum computers were really cold. They've got to be like down to 1 or 2 degrees Kelvin. They're protected because any movement ruins the quantum entanglement. And now what? We can put them on a plane. The Department for Science and Innovation said that quantum tech firm Inflection is working with BAE. An expert said the work directly addresses the critical need to reduce our reliance on satellite navigation. Have they reinvented the map? I think I got to the bottom of this one. No wonder they're making a mint. They've just republished the old maps again. Let's get controversial. This radio show never shies away from the controversial issues. People are putting chorizo in their fry-up. You dirty... Out! Out! If I ran a cafe and you came in and said, hey, can I have a fry-up? Of course you can. You got any chorizo sausage? Do I look like a wrong'un? Having chorizo sausage, masala beans, bao buns, and even a banana in a traditional fry-up is now completely harmless, according to what? Sickos? The English Breakfast Society, the EBS, as you might know them, says that it's dropped the dogma surrounding the tradition. But if you've got a plate of sausage, masala beans, bao buns, and a banana, I'm not being right-wing to say you just don't have a fry-up there. What you've got is a banana bao bun with some sausage and beans. Eh? You can't do that. I'm going to have a fry-up. Yeah, yeah, what are you going to have? I'm going to have like a bread base with tomato sauce, cheese, some ham, and some pineapple. It's already a thing. Stop trying to make everything a fry-up. How dare they? First they came for our fry-ups and we said nothing because we were kind of already full. Hello, I'm Steve and I have a problem. That's not a surprise, is it? You kind of guessed, but here's the problem. In the newspapers it says, addict Brits are so hooked on their smartphones they need to get a fix regularly. Oh, you absolutely... You're addicted to your phones. You might as well face it, you're addicted to phones. New research reveals that we're more dependent on the devices than people in Germany, France, US. 14% of us are unable to go for... And here's where I start to panic, right? I was thinking, I use a mobile phone quite a lot, but I'm not addicted to it. Anyway, tell me the stats. People need to check their phone at least once an hour. And I saw that and thought, an hour? well done if you can go an hour. Apparently 14% of us can't go for more than 15 minutes without checking their phone. Just before I carry on that thought, so let me check my phone. And no, I'm back. Sorry, what was I talking about? An hour and 15 minutes. I check my phone like every 5 minutes? Have I got a problem? Because, I mean, actually, I've not got a problem because no one's ever sent a message. So I'm not getting anything from it. I've got no addiction happening here. A record number of wild swimming spots have been designated as clean. They've put in quote marks for the people to go bathing in. The government's approved 27 sites all over the shop, some of them linked to the Thames. In addition, there's some in like Coniston Water and all that up north. It brings the total of 451 sites across England. I'm torn on this one because wild swimming seems like you're in dirty water. What are you doing? But at the same time, it's nice that 451 sites in the UK have been tested and they don't have lots of poop in there from where the water companies just let it into our rivers. I mean, obviously, there are thousands of places and only 451 seem to be poop-free right now. But in 2024, I'm taking that as a win. This story didn't surprise me at all. Blokes really do become grumpy old men who are less likely to laugh, but women don't. Women are better at having a laugh, although I should tell some of the ones in my audiences. But because women chuckle more, they become less grumpy. I think, I'm not offended by this story. I think we blokes are getting it right. Have you seen the world? If you can survive in this world for 60 years and not be grumpy by it, you've missed what's going on. You've been too busy laughing at yourselves. That's what's happened over there. Apparently, research also found that laughter is the best medicine. So bear that in mind. You know, it's good news because I can't get to see my GP for love nor money. So might as well laugh about it. I feel I should bring you this story as I am the voice of the afternoon. Noon. People are most likely to be scammed in the afternoon. Midweek is also a popular time for scammers to be successful, with Wednesday and Thursday the most likely days for being scammed. And if you think, Steve, that's never going to happen to me, I'm not going to get scammed in an afternoon. You listen to this show and I pretend I'm a good radio presenter and you fell for that at least once. So just watch out there. Campaigners are demanding support for avocado farmers because apparently climate change might mean we don't get avocados. Oh no, how will we cope with not having a fruit that I didn't know existed until I was in my mid-20s? Oh no. If you want something that's green and roughly the same shape as it, I think stop moaning. I would say grow a pear. No, I actually think that's good advice. I'd say that's your podcast nearly done, but it just dawns on me we forgot to play the alien sketch. After all that messing around, there was an alien story about it. Even doesn't matter what it's about, because what happens is I, on radio, say, oh, aliens are in the news. I'm not worried about whatever the news story is. I'm more worried about aliens trying to communicate on radio frequencies. If they do it at 107.5 megahertz, well, it's all very well for you, but we'll hear static and it'll interrupt my signal and I don't know what, how...
Earthlings, we have been monitoring your radio broadcast to learn about your species. I noticed your northern lights, Aurora Borealis. Very colourful, very enjoyable. You really go all in to celebrate the Eurovision, don't you?
Come back to me in the pretend studio. So, but I forgot to play it. So that's a shame, isn't it? I guess we'll never get to hear that. So you're up to date with all of the news that we could be bothered to find. Subscribe to wherever you found this podcast and we'll try it all over again tomorrow from whenever we pop one out. Normally it's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon these days, actually, if you're interested. It drops about 1 in the afternoon. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost daily.